So today we are celebrating Lancelot Andrews. He's one of our Caroline divines. That is, he is one of the spiritual writers and priests from the period when King James I and King Charles I were heads of the Church of England. Lancelot Andrews is one of the fountainheads of Anglican spirituality. Some people have put him right next to Richard Hooker in terms of the origination of an Anglican ethos. He was one of the lead translators of the King James Bible, the authorized version, and he has had influence in our spiritual tradition for centuries since. He was one of the lead preachers at the court of King Charles and King James. You can find all five volumes of his sermons at projectcanterbury.org for free, or check them out of the library. And they are profound pieces of spiritual writing. His Christmas sermons in particular are wonderful. He takes just a verse and spins out this whole tapestry of scriptural meditation that draws you deeper and deeper into the mystery of the Incarnation. He deeply formed T.S. Eliot. And so the beginning of some of his poems and some of the phrases from his poems are drawn from Lancelot Andrews' writings. And there's a particular work that has really shaped people, and it was Lancelot Andrews' own private devotional prayers that he composed, called the Preces Private, or the Private Prayers. They were discovered after his death in manuscript copy, and they were then published in various editions. And I have one of these editions right here, and this is the edition that T.S. Eliot wrote the foreword for, unpacking the spirituality of Lancelot Andrews. And one of these are amazing prayers on various themes: preparation for worship, a prayer for each day, a prayer on spiritual subjects, and it's simply scripture and the ancient liturgies woven together. And so it's the best of what Anglicanism is, that reformed Catholicity, and draws you deeper and deeper in. So you have this bishop of this church, the translator of the prayer book, the preacher at the court of kings, always being nurtured by scripture. And so what I want to do is lead you into his paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer and listen to its resonances. Now, there was a handout in the back, so you can have access to it there. I'm just going to read it. You can listen and then take it later. You'll notice on the side are all the biblical allusions and liturgical allusions in here. So just listen. Our Father, holy art thou. Holy is thy name above every name, to be had in sanctification and with all veneration, of all and of some much more than of others, and of me principally beyond many. Notwithstanding, I have not so had it, neither so much as in me lay have gone about so to do. Woe to wretched me that I have not, I frankly confess, I heartily grieve in heart, in mind, in soul, in spirit. Humbly I ask pardon, humbly grace, that henceforward I speak, do, live in such sort that thy name be hallowed. Would God of others withal because of me. Thy kingdom, the principal point of my desires, that I may come thereto in a state of glory. Let it come to me here in a state of grace. In the kingdom of things earthly here, let me by thy grace do somewhat, that in the kingdom of heaven there I attain unto some place even the last, under the feet of thy saints. Let the will of the flesh, man, depart from me. Let thy will, holy, righteous, gracious, be done by this earth, from this earth, the which I am as it is in heaven. Give what things are for health, peace, sufficiency. Give angels food unto eternal salvation. Forgive me my debts, the huge sum of debts, shameful falls, often relapses, daily wanderings. To thee, O Lord, belongeth righteousness, and to me confusion of face. My destruction cometh to me of myself. If thou, Lord, wilt be extreme to mark what is done amiss, O Lord, who may abide it? But there is mercy with thee. With God there is mercy. With God is plenteous redemption. And he will deliver from all sins. Deliver me, O God, from mine. Deliver my soul from the nethermost hell. Deep calleth unto deep, to deliver from the deep. But there are other things withal, the which I feel less, not less grievous, peradventure more grievous, whereof I ask to be enlightened, that so I be able to confess them. And lead not, suffer me not to be led, suffer me not to enter into temptation, mindful of and pitying my frailty, and mine infirmity so oftentimes proved. But deliver me from evil. Evil in myself and the flesh and the surprises thereof. Evil devil and his suggestion. Evils of punishment which most righteously and most worthily I have deserved. Evils of the world to come. There spare, here burn, here cut, O Lord. Evils of the world that now is. Here also spare. Evils of this world and the things therein. Evils of this disease wherewith I struggle. Evils of business wherein I am entangled. Evils past, present, and to come. From all these, deliver me, O Lord, and save me, thy servant, forever, even last among the last. We remember, I think, Lancelot Andrews because he shows us a way into a life filled with Scripture. He might be a great example for us, but we can bring this every day into our lives as we pray and meditate on Scriptures. So may the very familiar words of Scripture become a pattern in which we weave our prayers to God. Amen.